Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
living through a day of catastrophic fire danger rating in Australia. So let's talk about catastrophic fire danger. So there's high, very high, extreme, and catastrophic. Now, catastrophic means that at this stage the fires are judged that if they do break out, the systems will not be in place for control. So, this is control of the fire. So, the process goes to evacuation and properties are just left to burn occasionally. And then rather than selecting all properties, they select properties which have been surveyed ahead of time being fire safe, and so that's called catastrophic. And so the little fire danger arrows which go on the side of the highway go into a red and black striped area called catastrophic. And so it's sort of like in America, in California, where the people go, oh my god, I don't do it. Everyone in Australia sort of pulls, I'm sure they do it in America as well, but everyone pulls together and the system goes into catastrophic and a state of emergency is called, and we've got a state of emergency for this entire week. Unfortunately, there's been a few fires, but they've got on top of them in the Sydney region. Last time there was was it 2012? There was catastrophic fires here, and we couldn't stop them. And of course, the message didn't get through. The military had a live firing practice at the back of the Blue Mountains, and the fires raced across the Blue Mountains, and we lost 30 houses, something like that, 30, 60 houses. And so far this season, we've lost 150 properties. Gives you an idea of the situation. And of course, the science behind fighting the fires is slowly improving with satellite remote imaging of fires, response, and they put a whole large firefighting contingent in reserve and get everything ready ahead of time and get the population working ahead of time. But today was a catastrophic day. They declared it a catastrophic day, and a lot of the schools anywhere near the fire zone were closed, and so we had our kids at home, and we packed our fireboxes and went off to IKEA in the middle of the city. Now, of course, it turned out that we actually drove closer to an out-of-control fire, but there's a lot of harbour, a bit of water, and various things between us and the fires. Seems a bit, I myself, if I was a bachelor, I just sort of, okay, well, you know, my simple thing, oh, the fires are coming, I'll just walk over in the middle of a field and just blanket on the head and just lie down and go to, and especially, like, if you go on, like, a football field with the grass cut doesn't burn. It's the long grass, and all the grass around here is all being cut back, all the so there's no risk for that. So we had a day with the family. We left, notionally evacuated at 10 o'clock. The temperature hit 36 degrees, 9 kilometers an hour wind. And we spent the day just working our way through IKEA. So my wife's blind, so IKEA is sort of like a golden box of all these things to feel and taken around by our kids. And then at the end, we had IKEA sells dollar sausages, sausage rolls. And so we all picked out and had a double sausage rolls. A sausage, no, sausage sizzle. It just, quite frankly, probably would be disgusting if you had to eat it more than twice a year. But that's part of the event, and sort of a very cherished event. Then 2012 evacuation, we went down to Madame Tussauds, the waxworks in the city, and had a fun day there. So it's just a sort of fun family tradition, and the various photographs are loaded in the back. Now, the wicked thing is that thieves know that you have all your possessions in the back of your car, and there's this one family who's had their stuff stolen out the back of their car, so that's a rather sad thing. So it gives you an idea. And I think were in the Blue Mountains, there was a fire before, and so these fires, they're in deep valleys and stuff like that, and they keep on going. They're inaccessible. Yeah, even though I'm driving to the supermarket, if I go 1 or 2 kilometres either side of here, I reach valleys and gorges which are inaccessible to trucks or anything like that, and so they burn deeply for a while. So there's been one burning for about a week. And it's just, a couple of guys watching it all the time with a fire truck and infrared goggles. So I'm just going around here. I guess we're out of milk, and the local service station has been out of milk, and so I'm going to have to see if I can buy some milk. So this is where you're going with me. So this is going to be a short podcast as we go up here, as to give you an idea what a catastrophic warning is. And of course, you can't argue or discuss. Once the suggestion has come out, some families can, or something like this, closed door. But once it's decided, the idea is to keep the kids calm and under control. And once the process is kicked off, you can't stop it. Once you've decided we're going to evacuate and do this, blah, 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 everything gets organised on that plan, even though the fire threat may be down. And if you're going to have a family day, as kids are out of school, a family day, you can't sort of run a day where, if this is this, if it's not, and say if it gets worse and you've stuffed around, so you have to do it. So we're off to it, and that's the end of this podcast. And I'll do another podcast on frustration. So far today, I've done the first half of a HSC paper. I got absolutely ripped to shreds sitting down and doing that podcast in the morning, but let's see how. And I've just come back, and someone said, "Hey, I couldn't get your podcast to work." And of course, now what's also happening is that we're finally swapping over to optical fiber. It boggles the mind it's taken this long to come out here. But of course, as it's about to go over, the copper network, which has been held together, is about to fall apart. Fell apart and screwed my my upload program, even though I have programmed it over and over. I've programmed it to solve problems. I haven't programmed it to analyze. The problems haven't been solved and start over again. I haven't done that step, so that's a bit of a bugger. So it's up to a point of, say, 90%, 99% efficiency. It's just that 1%. Enough to go. Okay, I'll talk to you later. And that's a day of catastrophic fires. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.